It's the Saturday Light Brigade, and we have some very special guests with us. We try about once a month to welcome big brothers, big sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and the best way to talk about great work of an organization is to exemplify that great work. And today, it's our pleasure to welcome Dario Donatelli, along with his brother, Chris. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you both here. Chris, I want to start with you because you told me that you have a joke. I'm all set. Can you share it?
Mm-hmm. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting chicken.
Interrupting
chicken.
I like it. Here, I got one for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Oranges.
Orange.
I'm not doing that one.
Do you know that? Do you know that one? Orange. Glad I didn't say orange again. How old are you, Chris?
10.
Where do you go to school?
Gateway.
Excellent. Out in Monroeville?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's near where I grew up. Which school building is it?
Right. Last year, I'm in summer vacation. Fourth grade, that was Mossad Middle. Not Mossad Middle. Mossad Elementary. It's called Cleveland Stewart Elementary now.
I remember that school. I grew up in Churchill, so Gateway was always our football rivals.
Cool.
Growing up. It's Woodland Hills now near where I grew up. Do you live in Monroeville too?
Uh-uh.
Where do you live?
Pickering.
And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be tuned in?
Hi, Mom.
Now, you're making me think of Pitcairn. When I think of Pitcairn, I think of Mary Jo's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably never heard of Mary Jo's Pizza. I don't even know if she's still around, but she made pizza out of her house in Pitcairn, like out of the basement, and would sell it. And you kind of had to know you could go there.
They have Fox's Pizza there also.
Oh, Fox's. What do you like on your pizza?
Sausage, pepperoni.
Mm, that sounds good. Well, let's bring your brother into the picture. Is it Dario?
Dario.
Dario, nice to meet you. I'll bet when you were growing up, everybody always called you Dario Donatelli because it's fun to say that those names together.
It has a ring to it, yeah.
Yeah, because they're people that like are known by their first names or they're known by, you know, always you hear their first and last name together. And Cheryl Jones is here too from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Good morning. And tell me a little bit, Dario, about how this all happened. How did you become a big brother?
Well, I guess the seed was planted when I graduated from college. I ran into a friend of mine just on the street, and he introduced me to a little fellow just about the same size as Chris here, and he said, "Oh, this is my little brother. I'd like you to meet him." I looked at him. I'm like, "It doesn't look like your brother." And so it just kind of planted the seed. I said, "How'd you get involved?" And he told me a little about it. I said, "Well, when I get my life together, I'll be a big brother too." Well, you know, fast forward 30 years, and my youngest graduated high school, and not long after, actually a couple of weeks later, Chris and I got together and met, and we've been together for 3 years now.
Well, that's great. Chris, do you remember what it was like when you first met Dario?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Interesting.
I mean,
fun.
Was it fun? I'd be a little nervous at the beginning, kind of.
I was a little nervous.
You know,
then I got the medal, and I'm like, okay, I'm cool.
Do you have any other brothers and sisters?
I have a little brother.
So it's nice to have an older brother, I'll bet. What do you guys like to do together?
A lot of things. Like, we go to this lady's yard, and we cut stuff, like the hedges and everything. Biking, sandcastle, just a whole bunch of fun stuff.
What he's referring to is we don't just get together and play. We do community service projects. We'll go to sporting events. There's always a little play component to it, but we mix it around. We do a little bit of everything.
Well, that's nice to do community service. So the woman you're helping probably doesn't have anybody that can trim her hedges or needs some help. So you're able to give her some help?
Yep, on a Saturday morning, if we have a little time, we'll squeeze something in, yeah.
That's great. You mentioned bike riding. Where do you like to go?
Just around the park. Like, last weekend, we went to Frick Park. Like, we rode to Frick Park. One thing happened, though. I fell, and but I had my knee pad, so I was happy.
I'll say. Bike accidents are the worst.
Yeah.
When you fall, if that happens. Have you become a better bike rider based on the two of you riding together?
Uh-huh.
Because Frick Park can be pretty challenging. Did you go into the woods?
Uh-uh. We're not that developed yet.
I
don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know if I am either. Dario, what do you do for a living?
I work at Carnegie Mellon. I'm the track and cross-country coach.
Ah, well, that explains a lot, right? So you've got access, I'll bet, to some of the facilities. Or have you been out on the track at Carnegie Mellon?
Uh-huh.
He's been everywhere. Tell him all the different sporting events we've gone to, every different type of event.
We went to football, soccer, this kid track. What's it called again?
Kid track?
Yeah, remember when we went to that, like they were running?
Oh, we went to track meets, cross-country
meets,
and basketball games, volleyball games, yeah.
That's a lot. Do you play a sport?
Not now, no. But I used to play football.
You've probably been to Pirates games, I'll bet.
Yeah.
And when you said football, did you mean the fine Carnegie Mellon Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl champion Tartans, or did you mean the Steelers?
Tartans.
Yeah. Tartans, yeah.
Tartans are
We're working
fun.
On the Steelers.
Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Uh-huh.
What do you think you want to do?
I really want to do a computer engineer.
Well, you're at a perfect place to get familiar with those skills at Carnegie Mellon. How come?
Because ever since I was little, I just liked computers.
And do you have a particular application in mind, like how you would use computers to impact some part of the world?
Send out new things that helps, like Google or something,
mm-hmm.
like new Google, like something like Google.
Yeah, and sometimes it's important to not necessarily have the ideas, but just to be able to bring other people's ideas to life, too. And I'll bet you'd be really good at it, because I can tell you're a really good listener, and you're very good speaking, too. You seem real comfortable doing those things. So can you think of any surprises that happened to you, Dario, over the last 3 years getting into this? You're used to being a dad. You mentioned that you have at least one child.
I have three, yes.
And so you're kind of used to having kids and being around kids, but you kind of went, one went off, graduated from high school, and then you kind of set the clock back to 8. Chris, how old are you again?
10.
10 to 10, I'm sorry. Well,
yeah, he was 8.
7 or 8 when you first met. So
eight.
Anything come to mind that really surprised you?
Well, that wasn't a big stretch. It's not like I had to raise him again. But no, he's it was just getting back to, being a kid again. When your last graduates high school, they're kind of ready to move away from you a little bit. So I wasn't ready to give up being a kid and hanging out with kids. I mean, I hang out with kids all the time, but they're 18 to 22 years old. So they're a little bit different. But
So do you ever get to see him coach? Like, it meets?
No.
No, we haven't done that one yet. No.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
So I know school just finished up. What are your plans for the summer?
Have fun, go outside, and just chill. Hanging out.
Well, that's a perfect summertime plan. And let me turn to Cheryl Jones. With summer underway, I know things change a little bit with school no longer in session. Anything special planned for Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Yes, we have our annual Big Little Summer Picnic coming up in July, July 20th at Camp Gayasuda, which we've been going to for, 7 years now, and it's always a lot of fun. And this year we're doing a Big Brothers, Big Sisters triathlon talent showcase as well. And also, we're also hoping to have Saturday Light Brigade come and do some interviews with our kids. So.
We plan to be there. And now that if you're going to do a talent showcase, we might need to bring some recording equipment with us and collect some things to include in the talent showcase. That would be a lot of fun to do that. Would you participate in the talent showcase, do you think?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, because I think, do you ever write things or like songs or poems or?
Yeah, sometimes it's on board.
Yeah, you'd be pretty good at it. What's your favorite school subject?
Science.
Huh? What did you do last year in science?
Rocks and minerals.
So did you get
clouds?
Did you get to Mohs scale of hardness? Probably not.
Wait, what's that?
It's called Mohs scale of hardness. It's a, you know how you tell how much something weighs by like how many pounds it is?
Uh-huh.
This is a scale that tells you how hard a rock is based on units. I didn't learn about it till I married a geologist. She's over there. but it tells you like whether a rock is hard or soft.
Well, no, but yes. Because we didn't have the weights. So we did your fingernail, a penny, and a paperclip.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what we did. And like if you scraped it with your fingernail, it'd be soft. Penny, it'd be medium, and the paperclip would be hard.
Ricky's nodding her head. That's exactly how they learned that in geology class. I think that whole I'll show that to you later. There's like a scale, and I think talcum powder is one of the least ones, and then like granite. Is it granite at the top?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, it sounds right. Well, that's fun. And clouds? Like there's a, I don't know anything about clouds. Are you able to look in the sky and know what kind of cloud it is?
Well, no, because once I was absent, so I missed it.
Huh, that's just something I don't know anything about those things.
I wasn't real interested in the clouds, though.
More in the rocks than the clouds. What did you do in math last year?
Math, big multiplying big numbers by little numbers, division, but like the same thing, big numbers and little numbers.
Excellent.
Lattice. That type of stuff.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what. You must, I'm sure Chris keeps you on your toes.
There's never a dull moment.
Yeah, I can imagine, Dario. So, needs right now for big brothers, big sisters? Cheryl, I know we frequently talk every month about this, but needs change. And also, new people are listening all the time. How can people help?
Definitely, I'm glad you asked, because last month we only had 6 new applications for volunteers, so that was pretty low. So we are hoping that people in between taking vacations and going to weddings this summer, they think about starting something with Big Brothers and consider volunteering, because we have children that are looking for Big Brothers and can have experiences like Dario and Chris have had. So we're always looking for big brothers, big sisters as well, and also little sisters and girls. So,
and Dario, as a big brother, if you had to put a sense of how much time or how it's been to integrate it into what I suspect is a pretty busy life as a coach, can you help folks understand what that commitment's like?
Sure. Generally, during the school year, when I'm busier, we'll get together every other weekend. But when we get together, it's anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. And I always have an event planned and, something that we want to do together. But then in the summertime, when I have more free time and he's out of school, we'll get together weekly. But, you'll get to have make your own schedule and whatever works for you and your little. That's the schedule you'll keep. But weekly, certain times of the year, and biweekly, a couple other times a year.
And in terms of littles, Chris, Cheryl mentioned that little sisters are needed. There might be some people that are sort of scared of getting involved or of becoming a little. Do you have any advice for somebody who might be thinking of doing it but might be afraid?
Well, you'll be okay. And when you have it and you're nervous, after you meet them and everything, you'll be calm and have fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been worth the investment you guys have put into your relationship. Anything else either of you wanted to say? Our segment's about over.
I did want to mention that Chris and I, we're doing okay, because last month he asked me if I'd be his best man. And
nice.
And I didn't know if that meant he was getting married soon, but I told him I could wait a few years for him, but not too long because I'm getting old. So
okay.
So it's somewhere between soon and not too long. He's going to be getting married.
Do you know who you're marrying?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, that's good.
He's just lining up all his, all his ducks in a row.
It's good to have your best man picked right away. I have a pass to the Children's Museum to give to you. Now, today is free day anyway, but it's going to be super crowded. It'll be fun, though, too. But make sure you don't use this pass today because it's free anyway. I also have a radio patch to commemorate your time here with us today. It's a pleasure
Perfect.
For us to be able to give that to you. And, Chris, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
Okay, well, I want to say thank you. It's really been fun to have you here. You guys are a great match. And Cheryl, people can learn more at bbbspittsburgh.org. Parting words for you?
No, it's thank you again for having us. And I've enjoyed hearing about all these guys' adventures. It's great.
Yeah, these guys, I want to know about the wedding when this happens. Do you have any groomsmen picked out, just best man?
Yeah, just best man. And I have one more joke.
Oh, good. I need them. Yes.
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
This may be my favorite joke of all times, but I'm going to give you the punchline. Go ahead. Well, I don't know.
Because he didn't have the guts to do it.
That's one of my favorites. Thanks, Chris.